All set.
Okay, this is the City of Derby Finance Committee meeting Thursday, February 24th, 2022. It is 5:04 p.m. Can we stand for the pledge? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Can I please have the roll call?
Domsky?
Here.
Sampson?
Present, sir.
Ms. DeGennaro?
She is excused.
Record should reflect you have two members present, enough for a quorum.
Okay, number four, additions, deletions, corrections, and adoption of agenda. I have no additions, deletions. Charlie, anything?
I have nothing, young lady. I move to approve it.
I'll second that.
And we're both in favor, I'd imagine.
Oh, yes. All of it. Aye.
All right. Just one quick thing before we go into public portion, Sarah. Maybe we can, and I know I've spoken to the mayor, but maybe as chairman of this committee, you could ask the mayor if they would.
Get an alternate?
An alternate.
Yes, sir. I will ask again. Okay. Absolutely. Okay. Number five, public portion. Is there anyone from the public who would like to speak?
We won't all clamor at once, but this is Karen Kemesis.
Hi, Karen.
How are you this evening?
I'm good.
Okay. I first want to say that I've just been observing Agatha from the meetings that I've watched. And I must say that from everything I'm seeing, she really seems like she's pulling that office together. And I want to acknowledge her professionalism. It is very impressive. It kind of reminds me of the days when we had Joan Williamson there. And we knew that everything was running. The ship was going to stay afloat because Joan was there. So thank you, Agatha, for all your hard work. The second thing I want to say, the pension plan, I used to do the minutes a lifetime ago when Joe Ahern was going to be the chairman of that board. And he always thought that it should be fully funded. I know that that's not common practice, and you had to figure out different ways in which to figure out your finances throughout all these hard times. But last year, you had to put $700,000 back just to bring it up to 80%. So I hope that we are watching that pension plan funding a little bit more carefully and get it a little bit closer to maybe not 100%, but a little bit higher than 80. The third thing I wanted to ask, and it's just a pet peeve of mine, is the GIS that has all of the land records, that is not being maintained as far as I can see from probably July or August. And I was curious if that was a funding issue, if that was a staffing issue. Reading the audit, it certainly seems that there's some staffing issues in the tax office, probably the assessor's office. And maybe that's the reason why it's not being up to date, but the materials are not in there. Now, like I say, it's not critical. The city's not going to collapse without GIS being totally up to date. But I kind of like to look at it whenever I'd hear an ambulance call to see who, you know, if that's somebody I know, or if I'm trying to figure out something from my business to see if they're still living there. It's a valuable tool. So I hope that it's not a funding issue that's going to be forgotten. Hopefully it's just an oversight at this point. And I wish you luck trying to figure out this budget and figuring out capital planning and doing everything to pull the city together, because certainly it's very hard times. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Karen. Is there anyone else from the public who would like to speak? Do it one more time. Anyone else from the public who would like to speak? Okay, do we have a motion to close public portion?
So moved.
Second, Sarah. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, number six, approval of minutes of the January 27th, 2022 meeting.
So moved, Charlie Sampson.
Second, Sarah. Any discussion? The only thing, Mark, if you can correct in number six, Mr. Sampson moved to adopt, conduct the regular meeting. Can you either take out the word adopt or conduct? Your choice.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Other than that, I am good. Any other discussion? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. No one opposed. Okay. Number seven, status report, update, discussion, and possible recommendations to the full Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen. We have A through G. Just as a note, we'll keep these kind of standing items going forward, and then, you know, figure out if we need them on quarterly or if we'll keep them monthly. But for now, we'll keep all of these items on, and, you know, maybe get some updates from Agata and anyone else who has information. So 7A, the 2020-2021 audit. Agata, how's that coming along? You're on mute, Agata.
I'm trying to be firm with Board of Education and other situation where if we want to get rid of the fundings, really, we need to change processes. Before auditor kind of pulled things together and just moved the audit, I won't have processes changed. Reconciliation, Board of Ed and the city should happen on a monthly basis. Mm-hmm. That's why we're having problems every audit. And right now, the status is they have two CPAs working on reconcilement. And I kind of ask auditor not step in, let them trying to set up things correctly so we don't have to go back next year and next year. Looks like there's no one there really right now who can pull the numbers together and establish good beginning balance. It's very important. Looks like Board of Ed owns us money. The items are kind of still in the air. We want to establish good expenditures. But also it's really not satisfying to me that, you know, we have to go through such a big trouble to do the audit. If this is not going to change, you know, we're not going to have an audit on a timely basis.
And so are the outstanding items are all from the Board of Ed?
The heavy duty are Board of Ed.
Okay. Okay.
And that's the reason why I'm not rushing through, because they have to people who are able to pull maybe the stuff, you know, to the point when we can move forward. But also I strongly believe they need someone there with accounting skills. What I'm seeing, it's really commingled money. That's the two audit fundings I cannot really control.
Right.
So how we can communicate in the future if there's no one to communicate with?
No, understood. Has the Board of Ed, you know, their finance department, have they given you an estimated timeline of when they expect these items to be complete?
So 2 weeks ago, they told me 2 weeks ago that they need 2 weeks. So which is like this week.
Right.
You know, today after auditor talked, he left, talked to them today, and they still working on it. So we have a system there, ledger system, which should be utilized, but it's not up to speed and it's not up to, you know, it doesn't show what you show, normal accounting software. So that's kind of like, we want this works.
I got a just quick question. Have you documented the issues and the how you would rectify those issues and forwarded that to the mayor? Because and unfortunately, the Board of Ed is their own animal, and we could tell them to do exactly whatever we need them to do. But unless they want to get on board, they could tell us to pound sand when it comes to this type of stuff.
I have a bunch of, so I'm communicating right now with third party agencies hired to help with keeping up the books kind of. So original idea was to get, you know, audit to be done with outside source, because we know that they have short staff and people left. But I think it's an enormous task to bring everything up to speed within 2 months or month before, you know, audit. And it's, but having someone on a regular basis, to me, it's more makes sense. So accountability for own accounting, own bank reconciliation must be there. You know, people who were hired will leave. Who's going to pick up the staff?
Great, great. Understood greatly. And it's been my contention for many a years that the city flies by the seat of its pants on a number of items. So I would highly recommend that you document how we should be doing this, forward it to the mayor, and we need to get the school board involved and have them do it the same way. If we need updates, like you talked about the financial package that we use for our own books, then I would highly recommend that the mayor proposes that in his upcoming budget. But I'm with you, and I know Sarah's, I could probably echo her sentiment that, you know, waiting on the school board for 4 months and making our audit late is unacceptable. So we do need right. change. And I think you're the person that can bring about these changes that we need. So you.
During the discussion with auditor came up like the relationship with WPCA, for example. They also have like, you know, since I started, I'm trying to kind of help them out, but I'm not really involved with WPCA. And I like today, we're trying to go and like, oh yeah, they don't have really accountants there as well. So I think 2 years ago, they were hiring accountants to help them with closing books. But I like this year, I was trying to help. I think they didn't really hire someone for the year. So that's the thing, like, it's just for audit purposes, we having things done, nothing in between. And that's kind of really bad practice, because if you have everything done on a regular basis, even WPCA and you know, and there's a few places we don't have really processes right now. For my I was giving some support, and it's great to have to tell you that I most of the fundings I have for the state was like, oh, we don't have these findings anymore. I'm keeping my books up to date. I'm keeping my, you know, stuff closed and done and trying to keep in shape. But I was blessed to have this support, but, you know, other people may not have this support. That's the thing.
Well, I think that leads us right into item number B. And I'm hoping when we go over the Municipal Finance Advisory Commission that, you can educate us a little bit better. But I believe that's probably going to be one of our duties, is to have you put down the remedies to these issues and have us support you with these remedies in moving it forward to all these other divisions that you have to deal with and are technically during the audit responsible for.
Yeah, I would agree with you completely, Charlie. And, you know, Agatha, you can forward any recommendations, you know, to the mayor and to, you know, our board committee. You know, we'll back your recommendations, you know, after discussion here in the finance committee. And I will, in the, you know, in the meantime, you know, reach out to the chair of the Board of Ed and see if we can't get some feedback as well. And, you know, see what discussion is going on, you know, in their committee, make sure that, that they're aware and, you know, continue to move forward and get things going in the right direction and get, you know, processes in place that work for, you know, for the future.
Get these that's the problem. I think all it always was done, right? Was done.
Yeah.
The way how it's done, it's not the proper way. We want to know what we have on a regular basis, not when audit is done.
Mm-hmm. Well, understood.
That's why we hired you, Agata, because we know you know the right way, and we're here to support you in the right way.
The problem is I'm kind of, I when you look at the list from OPM, it's a really nice wish list. It's not going to be done in 1 year or two. It's just they recommend things with 7B. But first thing is implementation of separate internal service fund, which I like to talk about because I do have some idea on this and I would like to kind of continue with this at least one item. Because the other items are really like, you know, it's you cannot attack everything at the same time. So I know what's important and what's not so maybe right away can be implemented. So like, for example, number two, OPEB, I try to tell that, you know, we need to really, this is the funding issue. It's something some cities and towns do or not do. And I try to tell them that if we can control other needs, this can be like, you know, secondary, but they don't like to hear that because everything is important, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So depends what is important. Important part is to getting, you know, the Board of Ed and audit done on time. And that's what I'm trying to do. But it's a lot of effort. And as a city, we also have to pull things together. For example, right now, I tell you the truth, we kind of were lacking some practice as well on city side. We kind of trying to modernize, optimize wherever we have a software. So we need to start optimizing what we have, what we can do with software. And like Deputy is trying to do that. It's really related to audit as well. We couldn't pull this the right way originally. So that's the other thing. We want to get this right and not have a funding anymore, you know?
Right, yeah. And again, in any recommendations, please, again, you know, forward them to us, you know, and the mayor's office so we can, you know, understand and support you, you know, in you know, what you're trying to do here and correcting things.
So I understand with the budget process, we may ask for extra help. I understand that this office kind of start growing bigger and like it's nice to have support. But like basic stuff, we used to have in our office person who was doing like benefits for the city. You know, everything was kept in this finance office. If we get some other help, this kind of allows us to do more stuff, but also person with certain skills is required. You know, I'm trying to grab a better way to do things and bring, but it's really a lot of work. Lots of work has to be done from bottom because we don't have really accounting infrastructure here.
I'm gonna totally agree with you, and I'm gonna tell you over my 30 years of living here that we've always done as much as we could without the right people in place. I would recommend to you that moving forward, when the mayor says what does your staff need for budget to make his budget, that you add a line item in for what you think is the appropriate amount of personnel with the appropriate skills and forward that to him. Whether or not it gets funded, I don't know. But if you continually tell the city that this is what I need to do the job the correct way, then that will keep it on the burner for the city to get it done. I just left a meeting in which we were just discussing the same thing when it comes to building maintenance. The city has no person for that. So I continually ask people to put these things in their budget. Now, I'm going to agree with the fact that it probably won't get funded this year, but as you have probably seen from some of the meetings you've gone to, there is economic development coming to downtown. Things are starting to move. This will free the town up to start doing things the right way. And I am a big proponent to having the right people in the right spot to get the job done. So put it in your budget this year. Even if you've submitted to the mayor already, give it to him again and tell him this is what I need in my office. The best we can do is fight for you.
Okay. And that's yes.
Okay. Yeah, and I think it's I feel better now than, you know, I started, because I at least I know where things are. I can find things.
Yeah. In the spaghetti mess we left you, the way we used to do it. And Lord knows how we function this long.
But not everything is still accessible, kind of thing. So that's kind of, you know, last meeting with state was successful. They understand that, you know, they didn't really ask too many hard questions. They understand that, you know, as I said, the audit has to be kind of not only about get the audit done, but the get processes done. And then some of stuff is it's has to be really kept and maintained, like the office, you know, like a building.
Right. In this letter from the state, you know, I think you went over 1 and 2, 3 was, you know, developing a plan for use of its ARPA funds, which, you know, we've talked about and will, I know, you know, Charlie, I didn't get to really look at the document that you sent
nothing
over.
Nothing to look at. Well, nothing to look at.
Okay.
Yet.
Yeah.
It needs a lot of work, which I was
going to discuss. Yeah. Well, yes. So that's in the works. Number 4, can you go over what, you know, review the development of the grand list?
So I try, this is the first time I'm looking at the grand list here, and the way how I noticed, like, one of the, so I work with our assessor, and like, you know, there was, for example, they noticed that we shortfall in tax revenue. And one of the items I picked up, we don't really report circuit breaker exemption, which is monetary, like $100,000 should be deducted from the grant list. So this year I did that. And then before wasn't really taken in consideration. So it's like a little adjustment we need to do. When grant list is developed, there is a way of reviewing certain adjustments and make estimate a little better. And I see that, for example, depends on what type of grant list is we can develop maybe better way of allocating collection rate. For example, motor vehicle supplement, it's not coming as strong as, you know, we wish. That's why we have a certain shortfall, and maybe, you know, tying better way of calculation could really improve our estimates. Also, I noticed that, you know, we're not sending delinquent notice too often, and collection could be much better, you know. So there's lots of things to be done. If, you know, if we have tax collector, good tax collector, stuff could be done much, you know, efficiently. But right now I cannot really make sure, you know, that we can.
So is the grand list accurate? As of
grand list is accurate. It's just the estimate could be, you know, for prep for the tax levy could be a little bit better.
Okay. Let's see. Number 5 was the corrective action plans. I know we've gone over that. a few times, and you've kind of pointed out some of the corrective action plans that are happening right now. And then, you know, number six, the timely closing of records and timely submissions of audits. We talked about that earlier. Number seven, reviewing the staffing levels for the city and its Board of Education and ensure that adequate staffing is in place. We discussed that. Number eight, the city implementation of a new financial accounting system. I think you've mentioned that before, Agata. Is that something?
I would say it's not feasible right now because with so many things not in place, I wouldn't even attempt. Originally, like, you know, if you, I would say we need more. It's not something we can do in 1 week. It takes half a year or year. I think priority is to structure stuff. It has to be done really well planned. And I think it's right now, it's not really feasible.
Okay.
I do have one question, Agata, on seven. It does talk about the additional federal finance assistance provided. The city should consider retaining a grants manager to administer and manage its state and federal grants. I know that this has been tossed around before, and I'm happy to champion it. And I believe that the mayor may have spoken to me about possibly bringing somebody in part time that can that this part of it per OPM could be given off. Would a part time person be able to take care of this type of, you know, the grants, be a grants manager for you right now until we could actually design a full time position?
So right now I'm doing the certain grants, and I requested about $150,000 grants of lawsuit, which Patty didn't do it. I didn't have a chance to do it. So right now,
your plate is full. We understand.
As far as I don't see much grants really, you know, we don't, it's not about accounting for grants, it's about grant writer or receiver grants. So if we're going to bring more grants, I need to have more. So there's two different functions.
We just got over $3 million in ARPA funds. That's technically a grant. We had COVID funds, which is technically a grant. And what I'm saying is that OPM says that we should have a grant manager to administer and manage these grants. Would a part-time person work for you at this point?
If it's skillful and know what is done, for example, I need to COVID grants and ARPA grants are very heavy. It's very heavy reporting on it. So yes, I definitely will need someone to move things into the system to report things, but I don't know if this person has the same skills to know compliance. That's the hardest part.
Right.
Compliance is what the knowledge of in and outs of the grants, it's really the knowledge of the grant. And, you know, that's the hardest part. And if you can get part-time person would be great, but, you know, can you find person who can do that on a part-time basis?
Well, I think that you've taken on a lot, which we greatly appreciate. I'm just trying to lighten the load a little because, especially around now with budget season and audit season, that even a part-time person to help you take a little bit off your plate and work with you with these type of issues might assist. So,
yeah, that would be great. But as I said, the specific grant we're talking about is ARPA funds. And
well, there's more than one grant, hon. I'm not talking specifically ARPA. I'm talking about any funding that comes in through the state. OPM is a grant. Or any other federal grants that we receive at this point?
So those are entitlement grants are pretty straightforward. Even lawsuit is straightforward. It's not like you have to manage certain compliance.
The
only problem is that the new grant, which are
Agata, if you're telling me you don't need assistance in your office, then I'll just tell the mayor that you're good.
I need assistance.
All right, then stop. All you have to do is say, you know what, Charlie? I would appreciate if you would talk to the mayor and get somebody to help me with this.
I just need to understand what kind of help I'm getting, okay?
Because that's for you to discuss with the mayor when he comes to you and says, I can get you someone to help you manage your grants as OPM has requested. And so you tell him this is what they have to do.
So that they basically were talking about ARPA grant, because most cities who are receiving the ARPA grants are stuck with lack of understanding, and there's no extra. It's almost full extra. I need the help.
Okay.
But if you're gonna hire ARPA grant manager and.
Stop saying ARPA grant manager. I'm saying OPM has requested that we retain a grants manager to administer and manage state and federal grants. That's what I'm going to look at. Now, you have a deputy person. They don't do this for you? Yes or no? It's an easy one. They're busy doing many other things to try to bring this city in line. I'm good with that. And I will push to get you somebody else.
So that's the thing. I think it's totally different. Grant manager is not deputy finance director. I need to cross the line, because if persons start doing only grants, I will not have support in office.
Understood. I don't know your job. I'm trying to make it easier for you. So you tell us what you need, and that's what we're going to champion for you.
Yes, I would love to have a grant manager, whoever can help out with old grants coming through the door for the city.
Excellent.
Great.
And there is many competitive grants the city can receive. And for example, right now, quite often, I'm the only administrator who can go to federal webpage and give the people access.
I think that I'm not going to put words in Sarah's mouth this time, but I think that as the chairman of this committee, she'll be first one on the board to write a letter to the mayor tomorrow saying to assist Agata. It would be great that we had a grants manager as recommended by OPM.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Right.
And Agata, were you able to get the information to OPM by that February 9th date for this letter? Okay, yeah, great. Great. Okay. 7C.
So how are we doing with the budget currently? I have some spreadsheet, but I don't want to, I could share this. I don't want to share the screen because I have on a spreadsheet here. I'm trying to figure out how we're going to go about this shortfall. So with all things considered, we're not getting the distress municipality grant, mm-hmm. but there are some mistakes in a prior budget, and I kind of summarize. I probably should send this for review. I assume that one of the items, lease, was double counted. I would say it's $345,000. It's just the way how schedule work, and I this is the nice saving. I would like to see town aid road money. It's not going to be spent on specific expense. We're going to be building up buffer using this money to offset the shortfall. I believe there was mistake on a little bit on a, which one was that? In liability account, our insurance liability, I think David was kind of restructure how we reporting on certain things. I'm seeing like additional $100,000 savings. Social security, I'm still looking at the social security line and I'm thinking it's like, why we didn't spend this money? And I'm trying to recalculate certain things, but I hope we're gonna have healthy savings as well. WPCA, I will charge them extra for claims. We don't budget this the way how we could, but I'm bringing more money after year end for true up. So brings the expense down. We got a FEMA grant, 34,000, and we got additional small grants, which we didn't budget for. So we still like breaking almost even. The eye on a shortfall in tax collection could be really important.
Okay.
Because if we can try to collect as much as we can by the end of the year, this will really make big difference. And also I would say this, Board of Ed, when we if we can reconcile with Board of Ed on a monthly basis, mm-hmm. we could kind of ask how they can end up their budget, you know, how they assume their budget will, you know, look like at the end of the year. They could have potential savings too. Usually when they have savings, they put their money aside for a separate non-lapsing account. But it's also, you know, if they're willing to work with the city, in an option on not spending full budget. After discussion with auditor, they may have even saving from last year. So I don't know. It's just that the number has to be strong for us to finish a year without, you know, shortfall in a budget.
So Agata, you just listed off about five things that we need to do in order to make things right. Is it possible that we see these lists?
Sure.
I mean, maybe forward them on to the mayor's office and the mayor could get them to us. So we, once again, we want to help you and we want to champion what you're saying here. So you'll not be the only one saying it.
100%. I could not agree with Charlie more. We want to champion you. Please send us, you know, anything that is relevant that you need help with, you know, the processes, anything that's, some of the top items that are causing issues, you know, we are here to, again, champion you, as Charlie said.
So definitely we don't want to end up with a gap, you know, and use the more fund balance. You know, that's the option. We have a balance, fund balance. We can always go back and, you know, do appropriation. I'm not sure how this works really here, but it's better to just close the gap naturally by, you know, some places are freezing, you know, expenditures.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at certain point when we're gonna get more information, it's kind of too early. I have to really kind of monitor. This was done in the beginning of February. I have to review this more frequently and see how we're doing. But the revenue side is really important.
Okay.
Getting tax collector, you know, to the office and trying to, you know, I know we can say have a budget for tax collector, but, you know, person has to start, we have to start getting money in.
Okay, thank you for that. Let's move to 7D, the budget process, the 2022-23 budget process. How is that going? Are budgets coming in?
I have to tell that, you know, I'm basically doing, I think this year it's a little bit different than last year. I think mayor's office is taking lead on budget. We utilizing our software to, you know, we imported everything on the department level. we still have a meetings with our broker from insurance next week, trying to get the prices down. So as far as I understand, my budgets went and we put things together. So we're kind of reviewing right now. Okay. And adjusting, putting information into the system.
When you say the mayor's office is taking lead on the budget, what I'm not sure what that means.
So I think everybody's sending information to me and to mayor's office. But I know that, for example, you know, we are getting information and how to explain that. Review processes goes through the mayor's office, correct? So I'm receiving information, but also the mayor is who will roll department level to mayor's level.
Okay.
So I need clarification really on this because yes, we have information in a system and I updated revenues, I updated most budgets which relate to my function, but you know, final determination what goes to the board is the mayor's budget.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the mayor is responsible for coming up with a budget now on a yearly basis.
So on Tuesday 1st, we're gonna have a budget for presentation for the board of taxation.
And have they received, I know the other night the tax board members didn't have a copy of the budget requests and they asked for them. Was that sent to the members of the tax board yet?
So that's my question. So every department should also send their request to the board of taxation, which is kind of not the usual way of doing things. Usually it's a, so that's the confusion about the charter. How I first time I saw this in the charter, and I'm kind of was surprised.
Well, I think some of that changed a year ago with the mayor now presents the budget to the tax board. But I would ask the mayor's office for clarification, Agata.
Yeah, they're just looking for, you know, any, they don't have any data to look at this point.
I'd be happy to fill you in if you'd like.
Sure.
So this year, what we did was, Agan and I talked about how to roll out getting the information from the departments. And what I did was I printed down Excel spreadsheets that we then formatted for each department and presented them to them. And they've then sent them back in to us. We uploaded those department requests into the general ledger, and the mayor is using that to create his budget. When he's all done, there's a report that comes out of the general ledger that shows the department request, the mayor's request, and then that report goes to the tax board. Agatha's been working primarily on getting all the revenue squared away because that's her area that she has the expertise in. She also took on a few of the budget items for different departments, which are primarily going through the financial records and compiling the data so that we could make a good estimate on what the budget is. The budget is preliminarily set. We're going to meet on that Monday to make sure that we go over it with a fine-tooth comb. And then the plan is to send it to Jeff for distribution to the members of the tax board. Does that clear everything up?
I'm just, you know, trying to look at what the section 27 of the charter states compared to what went on, but I'll take a look at that.
This was kind of surprise.
Just make sure it aligns up. And, you know, we just want to make sure that the tax board is getting, you know, what they need.
Yeah, as far as I know, the mayor's budget is due the 1st of March. And so this would fit nicely within that time frame.
Madam Chair, if I may, Section 27 also says that the budgets are due
February 1st?
Before the first day of February.
Yeah, that's February what I thought as well.
To the mayor and the board. The mayor and the board. That was a discussion with the Board of Aldermen at the time regarding the charter revision that they wanted. Because prior to December 3rd, 2020, the budgets were only submitted to the tax board. So they went to the finance office, and the finance office sent them to the tax board. Now it says the mayor and the board.
For the first day of February.
Yes. Yep.
Okay. So if we can get those to the tax board as soon as possible, that would be great.
Okay.
Okay, let's move on to 7E, the ARPA and COVID fund spending. We kind of reviewed a few things on that. And Charlie, you're going to say something?
Yeah, I got to be honest with you. I looked at the forms. What I did was I took the, I think we need a big plan. I think we need to sit down with Agata and put this plan together, because I think that ARPA, now that ARPA, we're going to have ARPA for 2 years. I think that some of the items that technically are asked for every year to capital planning could also be covered by ARPA funds. So I'd like to get some sort of plan in place based upon her experience and knowledge as to what the best practice would be. If we just put out requests for ARPA funding plans from each department, I think that we'll get a number of items that might not fall underneath the auspice of ARPA funding. And I also think if we just send out the typical capital request forms, that we'll get items that would fall under ARPA. So
right.
I don't know if it would be great to just do one form that covers both. And then we utilize the ARPA funding as one of the line items, like we used to do in capital planning. So we had LOSIP funding. We had another funding that we used, and then we used town money. And I think that we include ARPA on top of that. But if you would allow me, Sarah, I have no problem maybe catching 5 minutes of Agata's time if I can schedule that to figure out what the best thing is, and then come back to you hopefully prior to the next meeting to go over this plan.
Yeah, I think that sounds like a great idea. That would be great. And if I'm available, if you're doing it over the phone or Zoom, and I'm available, I'd love to join the two of you as well.
I would just have to refer to, I don't know, maybe Corporation Counsel to opine on the fact several members of a subcommittee have gathered. Would that constitute a meeting, or would that, we just want to have a workshop, Finn, to figure out how to do things.
So that's why I have to be honest. I'm not expert on ARPA. This is,
I know.
So I put together just give you some comfort. I put together a memo on ARPA and on what the money's going to be used for. So, you know, I can provide that to you to give you some guidance. But, you know, there should be an overall, and, it, you know, maybe it should come through and, you know, I can discuss this with Walt, but, you know, there should be a citywide plan on the use of the monies, because there may be, bigger picture items rather than going at the microcosm of a department.
I'm talking more of, and my only specific question would be, we currently today for capital planning, we have three different funding sources that we take money out of, one being LOSIP, another being town money. And I can't, off the top of my head, I don't remember what the third one is. I would like the city, I would like to come up with a plan on, do we include ARPA as a fourth funding? Because these items fall under that, number one, which I'm going to defer to Agata.
It's easy to do.
Number two, if I sit down, if Sarah and I sit down, Vin, if Sarah and I sit down with Agata and have a workshop to go over with her, what she believes we should do for a plan on how to get the requests.
Right.
Does that constitute a meeting because two members of the committee are together?
Well, you're two members of the Board of Aldermen, right? The Board of Aldermen is a committee of nine. It's not a committee of three. So, right. You know, so two aldermen can sit together and it not constitute a meeting because it's, you know, two of is not a quorum of nine.
Then Sarah and I will be sitting down and asking Agata how she thinks the city should proceed with this item. If we can schedule some time, we'll put the request in. Great. I know you're busy, hon.
Oh my goodness.
What is the time frame on this? Because right now, this is the time for the current budget, and we really need to focus on current authorization of like LOSIP funding to be spent. But also, same time, we're going to do ARPA, or is this going to be something on later on? Because
well, that'll be a question we pose to you. So I think ARPA can be added as a fourth funding source. Typically, the capital planning comes out the beginning of March, and requests are processed over the next month or two until we have a final list. Some of those requests get pushed off to funding for fiscal year 22-23, but some will fall within the 21-22 that we can handle now because we have the LOSIP funding. So I know that we have $0 city funding, even though the city gave funding for capital planning, where we spend that on all our leases we currently have, but we need to sit with you to try to figure out what the best plan moving forward is. Do we add ARPA as a fourth choice, or do we leave it out there on its own?
I think that the rule of thumb is always use grants first and use money, town money later. So anything we can use first from ARPA and LOSIP will be the best way to do it.
It's right. It's Charlie, you just want to be careful in that. It's not the same because it's a specific expenditure. The expenditure of ARPA money is limited in scope and limited in time, right? So you have so unlike LOSIP, which may have a greater expanse. So I think what you need to do is, I mean, it's part of planning, but you have to make sure whatever you want to spend it on, it's an appropriate expenditure. And that it can be expended within the allotted time, because if you blow the time period, you lose the money.
Right. That's understood. I'm just trying to say, do I put the same sheets out twice asking for projects, or do I put these sheets out once asking for all the projects and then determine from a single sheet letting the people know, would that be covered under LOSIP? Would that be covered under ARPA? Would that be covered under city funds? That's what I'm coming down. That's the type of plan we need to get in place first.
So you should get a plan of all you need is a list of potential projects.
Right? I have a sheet. Right. And I have.
And that's what we'll be looking at. Right.
And then it's just how you're going to pay for it.
Right.
So let's hire the grant manager. I think
yes, we're going to. I'll write a letter tomorrow, Agatha. And then Vin, just if we workshop again, in the same vein as Charlie was asking, is that, cause I know, you know, for these committees, two is a quorum of three. So I'm. If we do workshop, like, you know, if it's a workshop, are minutes required for, you know, I just want to make sure if we're doing something, we're doing it right.
Of course. And again, everything in life is perspective. One could argue that a committee of one needs to comply with the Freedom of Information Act, right? Because the way that the act is designed is whenever you're engaging in the people's business, it's supposed to be transparent and open. So therefore it should be done at a noticed meeting, and minutes and agendas should be established. That's not generally the way business is managed in any municipality. Again, I would say you you're operating as two members of a body of nine, right? Because even though you're a subcommittee, you're still a body of nine. You're not a, you know, you're thinking that, hey, we're two of three, but you're still two of nine. So, you know, you're doing the work of the alderman. You're not doing the work of the subcommittee. You just happen to be two members of a subcommittee, but your quorum is, it's, you know, when you're doing this, it's still attributable to the group of nine, not the group of three, because it's a subcommittee of the alderman. So you two can work in a workshop setting. And again, I don't like these words, because again, workshop is like a cute way of saying it's not a meeting. But if you feel you want to go through the ritual of agenda and meetings, then go ahead and do it. You can never get in trouble for doing that.
Okay.
I'm going to say that no town does it that way. I know the people will complain about it, but at the end of the day, you are two of nine.
I'm just looking for institutional knowledge. That's all. That's all I'm looking for.
Right. And it ultimately, it's not what you're looking for. It's whether or not you have to conform. And, you know, I think you're fine to proceed.
Thanks, Ben.
Yep.
7F, pension plan. Again, I put this on as one of the standing items. I know, I believe the pension board was, I think all the members are now, they've filled in all the members, and I'm not sure when they'll be meeting. I don't know if you had anything to add, Agata, about the pension plan at all.
This year we completed a pension evaluation. Actually, that's one open item on a audit. Still actuaries are putting information from Board of Ed for a final pension evaluation, which is one of the items need to be completed for the audit. It's heavy duty census data collections. So it's probably gonna be ready next week. I try to get, be part of the pension. I would like to meet with committee eventually. And when we maybe have a pension evaluation and status of the audit, we're gonna find out how well we are doing. I hear that we're doing very well, and over 80% funding is pretty good. But we know it's depend on the market quite often and how investment work. Also, what strikes me in this setup is it's so many layers of administration. I think during the meeting, we really need to talk about, you know, why it's so complex to have single pension plan. We have like, you know, different, we have a Schwab, we have a Hocker, we have a Fidelity, we have a asset manager, so many layers. It's just to get the pension information, I have to email like five people from different organizations. It's very, I'm still not even able to get information. So it's a very, I think setup, it could be much easier, maybe cheaper too.
Yeah.
But it is what it is, you know, at least let's meet with pension committee and bring Maria Treasure into a discussion, because I think someone needs to review what's happening there.
Okay, great, thank you. 7G, Capital Planning Commission. I'm honestly not sure.
There, it's Barb.
Yeah,
I'm on. Don't just note that I just came on.
All right. Noted for the record at 6:03.
Thanks.
Capital Planning Commission. I'm not sure if the Capital Planning Commission, if all the committee members, if that's completed or if they're getting ready to meet. I don't know if Agata, if you have any information on that.
So I think in the, I think October, we try to get people together for planning, for capital planning. But I think we kind of waited longer and nothing happened right now. So it's a budget season. So I don't know how soon this can committee meet. Walt, you said that March 1st, it's really...
Typically in March, we run through all those.
So I need to be educated on this.
Sure. Because
okay. I don't know when.
I think we go over those forms that we're talking about to release to everybody to find out what their projects are and try to dissect them to figure out which belong in capital, which belong to ARPA. But Sarah and I will sit down with you. We'll go over the forms that we send out and make sure that they're sent out with the appropriate information and we'll have this thing rolling shortly.
So my only suggestion is rolling all capital projects through general fund doesn't have to be done this way.
But
some of the items, Agatha, it's Barbara, some of the items by charter have to be done that way. They're listed as capital items. I don't know if that's what you're referring to or not, but.
So, could you explain me what should be through general fund? Like leases? Because.
Not general funds are capital items. Some capital items are called capital items in the budget. They should be anyway. And somewhere on the green bar, they should say capital items.
Yeah.
So I agree.
Okay.
She's talking about
Mark.
She's talking about the accounting. Agatha's talking about the funding. Barbara is talking about requirements in the capital in the charter that require capital expenditures in certain amounts.
So the city budget for capital projects.
Talking about the. Correct. It's just a requirement to fund for fire vehicles and some other items. I can't recall off the top of my head, but Agatha, I can point out those to you separately, so you can account for that.
I understand. So that's the thing. The budget process is going to go through regular budget cycle, but the spending can happen anytime later, and funds will be reserved for this purpose. And that's why the way how structure is like money are set aside and removed to kind of separate bank account, I would say, and waited until time comes to spend this money for a specific purpose, nothing else.
Correct.
So right now, if we don't spend money on capital, they kind of roll to the next year when we have to open again. It's a more cleaner way of budget capital and set aside with budgetary intention.
These are the type of things we're asking you, Agatha. Make a list of what you're talking about right now and forward it to us so we can start doing things the right way.
So for example, LOSIP, LOSIP is authorized by your budgetary decisions, but you know a project can take 2 years to happen, and it's authorized, it's good to go. It's just not, the timing doesn't matter, doesn't affect your budget spending in current budget because cash was removed to the specific account.
Okay.
So you
thank
have
you. Yes. Okay. So a lot to digest and go forward with. And you, again, as Charlie stated, you know, we will talk with you and you know, any of these ideas or items that you have, you know, forward to us so we can get looking at that. I'm going to move on to item 8, the procurement policy discussion and possible recommendation to full Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen. Agata, you had discussed a procurement policy last meeting. Is that something you'd like to?
I was trying to kind of follow up on what we have in the charter, but also have kind of have something in a written to be able to refer. I'm not sure how.
Exotic. If you have something written, do you want, if you have a draft of something, do you want to send it to our committee in the mayor's office and we will take a look at it and, you know, take a look at it, go through it, bring you any questions and, you know, try to get it, you know, approved or moving forward next meeting. Yes, please, absolutely. Yes, please send it to us.
Yeah.
And we will put it on for next meeting, you know, so we can have the time to take a look at it and go through it and come to you with any questions. And then we'll take a look at it next month.
Okay, it's okay. Ready, it's waiting. I wanna send for review because it takes time to review it and make sure it's a basic boilerplate. You know, it's just something we need to have because having grants, having other stuff, at least we have a procurement policy to rely maybe, you know, when I file a COVID grant to the state, they're asking all sorts of questions, you know, and then that's the thing I want to say, yes, we have.
Okay. No, great. So if you can send that to us tomorrow,
okay,
that would be fantastic. So we will continue that discussion next month. And we'll move on to item 9, which I'm thinking might be the same thing. The self-funding of health insurance fund. Discussion possible recommendation to the full Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen. Is that something that you have some literature on that you can forward to us so we can take a look at it and you know, be able to digest it and if you want to present it next meeting?
So the concept is really about having I'm trying to find out policy what happened to so the concept is really about trying to take health insurance out of the general fund and it's budgeted through general fund, same concept, but the whole accounting happens in a separate fund, and that's kind of requirement is if you have self-insurance fund, and we do, shouldn't be accounted differently than a city does right now. And it's just the technicality of this. The city will fund a plan, but financial presentation will be much better than right now. And having a specific structure will help evaluate how we're doing with the health insurance. I'm not sure there's appetite for that because city at this point never really went outside of the general fund. And that's kind of what auditor will be doing, you know, try to properly account things. But this is really basic concept of knowing how much money we spend on health insurance and how much money, you know, cost if we save money or we you know, we overspend it. And that's the concept of, you know, never was done before, but I want to make sure we during the budget process, I can remove money out of the general fund and put aside and keep in separate fund.
Okay. And it looks like something that, you know, the OPM, that's, you know, that was their number one.
That was number one
recommendation. Okay.
What happened is we are, as a city, are in a business of insurance right now. And that's the thing. We try to save fees and admin costs on, you know, design the plan for employees, but we don't have really structure to evaluate this process correctly. And, you know, for example, right now, when we go to the budget, through the budget, you don't even see how much stop loss insurance cost, what's the admin cost is. This should be kind of upfront evaluated. If we save money on insurance, we could use this as a leverage kind of thing. So that's the having the specific fund for it has to be really maintained. And this way you can really save big bucks in the long run.
Okay. So do we want to come up with a proposal for that for next month? And we
I'm trying to look it's proposal or you know, I was talking to OPM and they said, you should do it. I agree, I should be doing this. But if there is no will to fund this correctly, the fund balance, the reserve fund balance will not work because we may end up with shortfall, for example. But that's kind of structure. Different way of health insurance.
Okay. Will you, you know, the, you know, the benefits of putting this into a separate fund balance, can you forward those ideas and your proposal to us and we can take a look? If it's something that you are recommending, you know, maybe we can find the appetite that you're for.
Yeah, because it's truly, it's quite often, it's this topic, you can read about this in newspaper quite often because it's controversial and it's really bad maintained. But right now we don't have it, so we don't have a problem. Mm-hmm. But if we start doing that, this can be positive effect or can be negative effect. The negative effect is usually in a newspaper, but the positive effect is you can really save nice money and you know, play a little bit of savings through the process, and that's the process we try to figure out if we want to do that.
Okay, yeah, if you know, establishing a fund balance policy, you know, in general, would probably be a great thing. If you can forward us your ideas for, you know, just a fund balance policy, let's take a look at that.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Okay.
So many policies same time, but I just want to make sure we're not doing stuff just because it's policy, but we want to do the right way. Or it's good to have stuff under one in one place too.
Yes. Okay, so you have a lot of stuff you're going to forward to us. And can you forward us? I don't know if I asked, but the responses to the MFAC that you sent, if you could forward those as well, that would be great.
Okay.
Okay. Any more discussion, Charlie, Barb?
I'm good. Thank you, Sarah.
Okay. Charlie, you want to do item 10?
Motion to adjourn.
I'll second that at 6:18. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. Thank you so much, everybody. Thank you, Agata.
Thank you.